Monday, 18th of February, Yud Beis Aleph Adar Rishon, Rabbi Yossi David, Akona on Shabbos.
Folks can bring that on Erev Shabbos and people travel, they should calculate double the journey before they take off to start the journey, in order if any problem happens, they're able to return to in this area. You have to calculate in the morning. So if the road closed. In many families, this question arises on Shabbos. The lady of the house wants to have the house ready for Moshe Shabbos, or she doesn't like a messy house, doesn't like the dishes lying around in the sink. Are you allowed to wash dishes on Shabbos, which you need, which you don't need on Shabbos? So, the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yud Chet Amud Aleph, says as follows. The Gemara says, Tanu Rabbonim, Ke'arot she'achal ba'em arvit, medichan le'chol ba'em shachrit. Shachrit medichan le'chol ba'em v'tzahorayim, v'tzahorayim medichan le'chol ba'em v'mincha. Min ha'mincha v'eilach, shuv eino mediach. Aval koisos v'kitoniot v'tzluchiot, mediach v'eilach kol ha'yom kuloi, v'fi she'en keva l'shtia. So the Gemara says, a person is allowed to, on Friday night and Shabbos night, after he finishes his meal, to wash all his kelim, all his dishes, which is used. Why? Because he's got a meal ahead of him. So he's preparing for Shabbos, and you have to prepare on Shabbos for Shabbos. Shachris, in the morning, he can prepare for lunchtime. Lunchtime, he can prepare for mincha time. From mincha time onwards, he can't prepare anymore, and he has to leave the dishes. However, cups, that's the classic example, which en keval ishtia, people don't sit to drink, you drink the whole time, you're thirsty, you drink. That you can wash all day long. Seems to be up to Moshe Shabbos, and the Mishabur is going to soon, we're going to see that if you're for sure not going to use the cups, then you can't wash them. Now, there's an interesting deal in the Gemara brings, seems to be, four times. Friday night you can wash for Shabbos morning. Shabbos morning for Shabbos lunch. Shabbos lunch for mincha. What's going on here? It's four meals on Shabbos. I couldn't do the Gemara here. So the Gemara brings the brighter in such a form. The Rosh takes away the word Tzahorayim. This Tzahorayim doesn't exist according to Rosh. It's Ma'ariv Shachris, morning and afternoon, Shabbos Shulis. So the Kolbun Nathanel points out that the reason why the Rosh lifted out, because this Bryce is going according to Rav Chitka. Rav Chitka had an argument with Tanakam, with the Chachomim, whether how many meals a person has to have on Shabbos. According to Rav Chitka, there's a chiyuv to have four meals on Shabbos. According to Chachomim, three meals only on Shabbos. This is Ayoyim, 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 is an Asmachta. We soon see, according to some Rishonim, it's from the Torah. Yeah? According to the Rashba, seems to be having a Suda on Shabbos from the Torah. Yeah? If you look at the Tshuva of the Rashba, a person can't make a Nei, they can't make a Shvur that you won't have Shalosh Sudas because he's got a Chir from the Torah. Mushba Ba'ilan. So, since we hold the Loch as a Chachomim, so the Gilsa of the Tzahorayim doesn't fit. So it's according to the Torah of Chitka. However, the Rif does bring it. The Rif brings Tzahorayim as well. So Kovan Nathanael says, the Rif is not going according to the Cheshbon of how many Sudas you have to have. A person can have 10 Sudas on Shabbos. Can have 12 Sudas on Shabbos. There's no limit to how many Sudas you can have on Shabbos. So long as you want to have another meal, you can wash the dishes. It makes no difference how many Chiyuv Sudas. I saw a Meiri, the Meiri writes that a person is not allowed to wash dishes once I have more than 3 Sudas on Shabbos. He's not to wash the dishes. The media writes that clearly. Really, most Rishonim don't hold like that. And it's much more from the Rif is also hold like that. You can have however amount of meals you want, you can have on Shabbos. And if you've got a necessity to wash the dishes, you have to wash the dishes straight after. So that's why the Rif brings the Gilsa as it is. Now, this Gemara has got a lot of, I'm a bit sidetracking really. Because when you learn a Gemara, sometimes you come across different halachas which you can't avoid. The Gemara says, cups you can wash all day long. Why? Because cups you drink, you don't fix yourself to drink, you don't feel like a meal, you fix yourself, so you know you're not going to have another meal. Whereas drinking, you drink the whole time. The places bring the raya from this Gemara, yeah? To halacha, famous halacha, which soon in Tanis Esther, we're going to know, any Tanis Sibu, or Tanis Yochid, any fast, which only applies daytime, unlike Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av, you start from nighttime already, from Shkir, you start fasting, up to when you can sit and eat and drink at night. So the Rambam holds, and now the Shulchan Aruch holds as well, that once you've gone to sleep, when you get up, if you didn't make a condition that you want to eat or drink, you don't have to eat or drink. Even though it's not yet Alos HaShachar, it's not daytime yet, you're not allowed. This is that you started your fast. Why? Because when you finished your meal, you went to sleep, there was a siluk, and it's as if you're taking on the fast. However, many Rishonim hold that, as far as eating is concerned, drinking is not like that. Why? The taste brings the raya from our Gemara, l'fisha'en keva l'shtia. There's no keva l'shtia. People get up in the morning, they're thirsty, they drink. It's not something which you fix yourself. It is a big chidush to the halacha, which the Ramah brings in Tafkuf Samach Dalet. The Ramah brings, v'yashoyim rim debishtia en tzorech t'nai. The mistoma daita shel adam l'shtia achar shina ve'eve keilu hesna. So the Ramah explains, like majority of Rishonim, that the reason why for drinking, you're allowed to drink up to the morning, is because everybody thinks about drinking, and therefore you don't eat it tonight as if you made it tonight. Tosfos brings a stronger eye. Tosfos says, "En keval ishtia, don't have to make it tonight. You never stop drinking. There's no keva to drinking." So he brings an eye from the sugya to Tosfos on the daf. Tosfos brings this eye. Now, turning to the Rosh to see how the Rosh learned the sugya. The Rosh writes as follows: Tan Rabbanan, Medichin Kelim b'Shabbes Atzeir Shabbes. She brings the whole sugya, the whole Gemara. The Rosh brings a raya from this Gemara that since the Gemara says, Keorish Shochal b'Hem Arvit Medichin Shachrit, Shachrit Medichin Lechol b'Hem Mincha, Min Mincha v'Lemala Lo Yadichin. Says the Rosh, I've got a raya from here. If you're ever in doubt whether you can have Shalosh Sudas in the morning, the Rosh says you can't have Shalosh Sudas in the morning. Those that have a Milan guy, the few Rishonim will hold you can. And the big Nafka Minah is this year. This year, Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, no? So Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos. You want to have Hayoyim, 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 like the Gemara says. You want to have three meals with bread. Then you've got no choice but to make it in the morning. Because up to the fourth hour, you can't eat anymore. And you can't eat any more bread. So therefore, some poskim say, split the meal, soon we see the Vilna Gaon holds the gut. Split the morning meal to two. The Rosh says, Mikan muchach de kviat zman sudat shlishiti mishitagia zman amincha velo koidim. From here, you've got a raya from our Gemara, that the time of Shalosh Sudas is only afternoon time. You cannot have Shalosh Sudas in the morning. That's according to the gifts of the Rosh, it's not some raya. It's only mincha. So the Rosh says, from Mincha time onwards, the oyster shemafsikim seud hashachris eshtayim, and those who split the morning meal to two, the bench, the wash again, and the thinking there'll be oyster three sudas and Shabbos, lo yafeh emoisim. They're not doing correctly. What's the second proof of the Rosh? The proof is that the Gemara says if Erev Pesach fell on Shabbos, that you have to get rid of all the bread, you have to leave yourself mozun shtei sudas. Doesn't say Shalosh Sudas, it says Shtei Sudas. So here we see that you only have to leave it. The Rosh doesn't like that raya so much, but he sticks to our Gemara. He sticks to the raya of our Gemara. The Gemara says, Medichan le'echol b'im mincha. Why Medichan le'echol b'im mincha? Seems to be that Shalosh Sudas can only have afternoon time. The big Deyesha, one of the Mefarshim on the Mordechi, which is a Shlach Kodesh, he writes, what's the Rosh bringing a raya from the Braise here when you've got a clear raya from the Mishnah of Matzilim? The Gemara talks about it later, and the Gemara says it's a Mincha, you can save one meal. So we see that Mincha time is the time of Shalosh Sudas. He says that the Duke is from the Lashon of the Gemara, Medichan Le'echoin. Ketitzivri. You wash to eat. There could be, you didn't have a meal, so the Gemara says you can save, you can save another meal, but then say you have to wash to eat. Here it says Beloshen Tzivri. So,
Rosh Hashanah has got the same problem in Purim Shabbos. Finish the davening very late, and it's on Shabbos.
And you want to have the...
No, you, so you, well, a lot of people do that.
They split, oh, Minchatan, they split the meal to two. That's okay.
Not Minchatan, after Musa, if you eat your main meal...
Which is afternoon time, Minchatan, afternoon time, and then they split to two. That's okay. We're not, Rosh is discussing splitting the morning, when you're morning time.
When is the morning? Is it after Musa?
Morning is before Chatzeris. Afternoon is Minchatan. Minchatan the Rosh is not discussing. Now you're going into an interesting issue between the Ba'an and the Tshuvas HaRosh. Are you allowed to split a meal to two? Aren't you going with Brocha Shehenet Tzicha? So the Cholim bring, if it's the Terech Shabbos, it's only a Goyim Brocha Shehenet Tzicha. It's not Mamash Brocha Shehenet Tzicha, because once you've benched, you have to wash again. So afternoon time, according to the Rosh, and according to Ol, according to Shulchan Aruch as well, you can split the meal to two. So the Chayin bring, you should walk around in between the meals. You shouldn't look as if you're having one meal. But not because of Bochus and Tzicha you should walk around. Seems to be you walk around to make it notice that you're having two separate meals. You're not so worried about Bochus and Tzicha. There's a Sefer of the Chayinus which says, it's one of who lived 350 years ago, if I'm not mistaken. He writes, someone else asked him, can he make, take a food, make her eight, take another food, make her eight, one after the other one. Because you mash the mayor brochas, 100 brochas in Shabbos. Sefer are very much against it. But it seems to be that many places can hold, if you make a brocha chreina, then you can make a new brocha again, in order to complete the 100 brochas in Shabbos. It's a big chidush. That means you can cause a brocha she'ein natzricha, not brocha levatola, brocha she'ein natzricha, there's a big difference, in order to make up for the 100 brochas. One of the rides is from here, that you can split a meal to two. However, the Rosh is talking about in the morning. Let's not confuse the thing. In the morning, you can't split the meal to two because it won't help, it won't do if anything. You're not going to fulfill the mitzvah of Shalosh Sudas because you have to have it mincha time. That's what the Rosh holds. Now, the question is, the Magen Avraham writes an interesting chiddush. The Magen Avraham writes that you can, when you wash your dishes on Shabbos, for the next meal, and let's say you have 10 cups dirty and you're alone in the next meal, how many cups can you wash? So Magen Avraham brings medichin afilu eser koisos ve'en atzorech ela le'achas. You can wash even 10 cups even though you only need one. You can tidy up 10 beds even though you're going to go to rest only one bed. Big chidush. Then the Magen Avraham brings, what do you mean? What's going on here? Are we tricking ourselves? You only need one. What's are we going to work on Shabbos? Is he preparing for Chol? So really, the Tosefta writes that clearly. The Tosefta on Shabbos, Perek Gimel brings, Vafilo Eser Koisos, Vafilo Eser Matzos, you can tidy up 10 beds. Another Magen Avraham writes, that if you're sure you don't need the next, if you're sure you don't need the cups anymore, you don't need the plates anymore, you're 100% sure, Magen Avraham writes, don't wash. It's only when you're in doubt. Seems to be from the Magen Avraham that being in doubt is also a heter to wash dishes, and it won't be regarded as preparing for chol. Remember, the issue of preparing seems to be, according to the majority of Rishonim, the issue of washing dishes on Shabbos is preparation for Yom Chol. So if you need it on Shabbos, you're entitled to prepare for Shabbos. But if you only need it after Shabbos, so you're preparing for Chol. Came across a very interesting Rambam. The Rambam changes everything. The Rambam writes, and the Gemara, Medichin, says the Rambam, ve'osu le'adiach ke'arot ve'elpasim ve'kayotze ba'em ipnei shehu kimtaken. The reason why you're not allowed to wash dishes on Shabbos is because of Tikkun Keli. Not because of Achana, Tikkun Keli. You're fixing the Keli. The Keli up to now is not, you can't use it, it's not usable, and you're washing it, says the Rambam, and he brings it in the Perek of, he talks about Makke Bepatish. Yes, it's the Bon of Makke Bepatish. He brings it together with that. The issue of doing Tfilas Kelim on Shabbos, he brings it all together. So the Rambam writes that the issue of washing dishes on Shabbat is not because of Achrona, it doesn't seem to be, it's when Nira Kimetakin. When you need it for Shabbat, says the Rambam, then Chachomim close the eyes. Like, they mind that you wash it, because since it's a necessity, so since it's only Nira Kimetakin, it looks as if you're fixing the keli, because the keli is not broken, it's just dirty, because Ariya Rabbi Tzalea, there's something dirt on the keli. So therefore, if you need it for Shabbat, you're allowed to wash the dishes. The Ravid on the spot says in the Rambam 3, says the Ravid, Omar Avram, kol ze eino osu elo mipnei shu toirach lechol. Where do you get this chidush of tikkun? When the Gemara mentioned tikkun at all? The Gemara says it's because tircha, that you mustn't be toirach lechol. What's the tikkun here? So the Ravid seems to argue with the Rambam. If you look at the Magid Mishnah tries to say that there's no nafka mina between them, and the Migdal Oiz, at the bottom of the Rambam, there's a sefer called Migdalois. The Migdalois was one of the Rishonim of Shem Tov Ben Gon, one of the Rishonim, and apparently a Talmud of the Rashba. One of the proofs is the Talmud of the Rashba, just a bit of general knowledge, was in Hilchas Lulav. He questions on the Rambam. The Rambam holds that there's no shear to how many hadassim you can have on your Lulav. The more the better. So where did you get the Rambam get that from? So he turns, I asked my Rebbe the Rashba. And the Rashba asked this Rebbe, Rabbi Yehuda Megrundi, and they didn't have a clear answer for it. And it's just because Hidu, the Hadass is nice, and you beautify it, so therefore there's no sidetracking, yeah? Just Migdalois. The Migdalois writes on the bottom, Mali mitaken, Mali tereach mishabes choyl, shneim ledea achas niskavnu. It says there's no argument between the Rambam and the Ravid. They both mean the same thing. They mean that... what's the difference? What nafkamina is there between tircha or between if it's mishum mitakel? Both of them hold that if you need it for Shabbos, you're allowed to, and both of them hold if you don't need it for Shabbos, you're not allowed to. The truth is, if you go to that, and I've seen it another time, there's a big chiluk. There's a big chiluk. Which chiluk? The love of the Mogen Avraham. If we hold that the issue of washing dishes on Shabbos is not because of tircha so much, because of tikkun keli, then the issue is a bit stronger. It's not just tircha. There's latter the melocha. Here there's this something, an essence of the melocha involved here. There's a melocha of tikkun. There's a heter. The Gemara says there's a heter. So maybe because such a great necessity. So there must be. Okay, that's we have to deal with that. But that's clear. There's clear rules. You're allowed to. The question is, the Magen Avraham's chidush, you're allowed to wash even 10 cups or 10 plates, even if you need only one. L'chorah, according to the Rambam, why should we allow you? There is a tikkun here. If the issue is only tircha, then I can understand. Since I'm in doubt which cup I'll use or which plate I'll use, so each one I've got a suffix tircha, and it's not called tereach v'chol, because I might take the other cup, I might take this. But you can't fiddle around if it's a latter of the melacha of tikkun. And also, second chiddush, if you're in doubt whether you'll need it or not, according to the lashon of the Rambam seems to be, you have to be sure that you're having a meal. It says, "Elen ken edichan le'echol ba'en suda acheres." Unless you wash it in order to eat another meal. That means you're sure you're having a meal. Just to be in doubt is not enough of a reason to be over on the issur tikkun. The poskim, the achronim, have a suffix also if someone has got other dishes in the cupboard. And by majority of households, that's the case. You've got another set of dishes. Are you allowed to wash? So here, it's a very, very getting state further. We're not saying you have to wash, so therefore you're allowed to wash 10. Here, you don't have to wash at all. You've got in your cupboard another set of plates, or another 10 plates, it's already washed. So why are you washing? Some are mati, some asa. It'd be depending on the Rambam and the Ravid. According to the Rambam, if you've got any other dishes, who's matzah you the issur tikkun? The issur tikkun they only gave you because you've got a necessity, you've got no choice. But if you hold this issur because of tircha, then fine. Tircha, since I'm washing now, forget that I have already plates in the cupboard, but I'm using what I'm washing, so therefore there's no tircha on Shabbat. Maybe I couldn't tell them. That's what I think enough communities between the Rambam and the Ravid. Another question many people have is they're allowed to fill your dishwasher on Shabbos. Allowed to open the dishwasher. The truth is, to open the dishwasher, providing there's no light going on, because sometimes we turn on the dishwasher 5 minutes before Shabbos, which is also a question. Yeah, there's a chiluk between the Sfaradim and Ashkenazim to this. Would you like to turn the dishwasher on 5 minutes before Shabbos or not? According to Ashkenazim, there are more rights. Yeah, Machlokes Rabbah and Rabbi Yosef in the Gemara, where there's Ashmas Kelim, where there's a Gzera, when there's any machines working at home, Avsha Milta. And according to the Shulchan Aruch, we're not choishes for Avsha Milta. And according to the Ramah, we're choishes for Avsha Milta. You can't have machines running on Shabbos. And someone wants questions about generatorim, the generators they have in Israel. Make such a big noise, the machine. So fine, we're doing it for not to use electricity, but Avsha Milta. But he says the Chazanish shows that the issue of using electricity is worse. To Chilul Hashem. Air conditioning, what is it? Pikuach nefesh. So, according to Ramon, you're not allowed to turn on your machine 5 minutes before Shabbos, and run through Shabbos. Unless it's going to finish by the end of Ben Hashmoshes. Then it's a Shavuos. Avshem means it's a Shavuos. Shavuos Ben Hashmoshes. Maybe we'll make it. But according to his father, there's no problem of running it, because people will know you've run it before Shabbos, and there's no reason why to say it's not running in the middle of Shabbos on a time switch. But then you've got a big problem on time, so I'm not going into the subject now. However, if no lights turn on when you open the dishwasher door, are you allowed to fill in? Is that called hachana for choil? So, according to the Rambam, it's tikkun. You're fixing the keli. There's no tikkun by putting it to the dishwasher. You're not fixing the plate at all. There's no problem at all to fill the dishwasher on Shabbos. The shaila will be according to the opinion which is tircha. I ought to be terech to pack in the dishwasher on Shabbos. It's in the tircha for choil. You said in time. You want to leave Moshe Shabbos, stay down with the Shabbos, do your own things. So fine, that's a tircha, not a choira. However, everybody agrees that if you're putting the dishes in the dishwasher, because that's where you normally place them when they're dirty, and you don't have lying around in the kitchen. Our kitchens today are like a chemist. Very clean. We keep it spotless. We don't like dishes running around. So if that's the reason why we take those dishes and put them into the dishwasher, then you're allowed to. No, you're doing it for Shabbos. You're not doing it for Yom Chol.
Putting them away.
Yeah.
Can you wash them very easily?
Oh. Another question is, can you soak the keli, and although the dirt shouldn't stick to the Shmir Shabbos Kilchot writes that you're allowed to soak the dishes on Shabbos, not to clean them, but to make sure they don't stick. And he says, providing you do it before it sticks, because if you wait for it to stick, then you're ready. The truth is, according to the Rambam again, the Rambam arrived again. The Rambam holds the Issur is tikkun. Just soaking it, there's no tikkun done. You haven't fixed the keli yet. So lechoy, it won't be Issur Mishum Taken or Nirakim Taken. But according to the opinion of Tircha, maybe the Tircha involves here. However, Shmir Shabbat Selchos is Meitel, and he holds that since you're not changing, you're preventing something from happening. That's not inclusive in the preparation for Chol. You're preventing something, you're preventing from the food to stick to the plate. And the truth is, I found a Rashi which seems to be not like the Shmir Shabbat Selchos. And the Gemara talks about Mekapin. I like to fold clothes on Shabbos. So the Mishnah says, you can fold 4 or 5 times, providing you need it for Shabbos. But if you've got other clothes, yeah, you're not allowed to fold on Shabbos. And Rashi says why? Because there's two pa'ulas involved here. There's hachana, two isurim. One is hachana and one is tikkun. You're fixing the baguette. By the way, it sounds like a Rambam a bit. To fold the baguette, in the olden days, when you used to take off the garments, if you didn't fold them properly, then it would get creased. I didn't come across such materials, but there are certain materials. I think the talisim are like that. If you don't fold it straight away, then it creases. So they used to have to fold it. And here we see that there's an issue, although you're preventing something from happening. When you take it off yourself, before you fold it, it hasn't yet got creased. You're still not allowed to fold it. Why? Because Nira can attack it. So the dishes as well, you're still not allowed to soak them in order to prevent the sticking from taking place. However, again, Halacha Lemaaseh Shmir Shabbos Kilchos is Mekel, and he allows to soak the dishes for Shabbos. Oh, my wife always asks me, says the worst thing is for the wife to sit on the Shabbos table thinking she has to wash the dishes on Mitzvah Shabbos. She's planning on Eimek Shabbos. So is she allowed to wash the dishes on Shabbos to feel good? Is that Torah Shabbos? You want to have a good time on Shabbos? I said part of the melech of working on Shabbos, of Shmir Shabbos, is to work, and he said it shouldn't bother you at all.
I thought you were going to help the Mother Shabbos.
I barely got half an hour to come to speak here. I've got to go back. Now the other question is, and it's every time we fold the talis or we wash dishes for next Shabbat. From Shabbos to Shabbos, is the Yisra Chana or not? Let's say I've got a set of dishes which I keep only for Shabbos. So when I'm washing, really, I'm washing for next Shabbos. Chana mi Shabbos to Shabbos, so the Torah should be Mutter. You're doing for Shabbos. Same question we have when we finish our davening on Shabbos morning. Can we fold our talis? Because we've got a spare, we usually keep a special talis for Shabbos. Are we allowed to fold it? We're folding for next Shabbos. I saw the Ravan. One of the Rishonim writes, from Shabbos to Shabbos is okay. I think a Tosefta writes clearly, the Tosefta, that you're not allowed to, afilu mishabbos zu leShabbos, to next Shabbos, you're not allowed to. The Svara is simple. Since you can fold the talis after Shabbos, since you can wash those dishes after Shabbos, so you're not really preparing for next Shabbos. You just want your time free 6 days in between Shabbos and Shabbos. That's the reason. So that's the Svar of the Tosefta, who says you can't prepare from Shabbos to another Shabbos. Why? You can prepare on Motzei Shabbos. So why are you doing it now? To save time on Motzei Shabbos. That's not preparation from Shabbos to Shabbos. That's preparation from Motzei Shabbos. However, I saw people, Simchat Chaim, or Simchat Zonofon, was making, I think Pesukei Teshuva was bringing this. There's some opinion making. Apparently, this Tosefta, which I'm quoting now, which is the same Tosefta I mentioned before, brings this not from Shabbos to Shabbos, and the Chazor Yecheskel writes that Rabbi Abramsky, he writes that there's some girsos in the Tosefta which doesn't exist. It's aval loy mi Shabbos to Shabbos, and from Shabbos to Shabbos you're allowed to. The same kedusha you're allowed to. So seems to me that Ravan had that girsa. However, there's a machlokes, but the Svara says, that really you're preparing for to have free time on weekdays. You're not really preparing for next Shabbos. So the poskim seem to be machme to prepare from Shabbos to Shabbos. Yeah. Now, are you allowed to? Is the Isan Amira Leakum by Achona? Are you allowed to tell a goy, the cleaner? Yeah, it's quite common. We have cleaners at home. Are you allowed to tell him to wash all the dishes for Moitza Shabbos? So I saw the Achonim talk about if he's doing it for his own necessity because he wants to be free on Moitza Shabbos, then it's a daita the nafsha the goy is doing it. I found in Eli Rava, there seems to be the Lechatchila, even if that's not the Cheshbon of the Goy. Lechatchila, you're allowed to tell a Goy to do wash dishes for you, even though you don't need the dishes on Shabbos. Because the Isser is Tilcha. Or Akun to Rambam, Nira Kemetakin. It says, by Amir Leakum, Nira Kemetakin, when the Goy does it, there isn't so much. It's like a type of a Maris Ayin like. In the Eliyahu Rava, I found this in the Eliyahu Rava, in Simon Rational Base, the Eliyahu Rava writes clearly, through a goy, anything which is marisayin, you're allowed to do through a goy, big chidush. Another thing the Eliyahu Rava says, anything which is mishum tircha, we are obliged not to be tereach for choy. But a goy isn't. A goy hasn't got any sachana. So therefore, according to this Eliyahu Rava, is mashma, you're allowed to tell a goy to wash dishes on Shabbos, even though you don't need any of the dishes up to Moshe Shabbos. Yeah? So that's in regards to Samir Lakum. Again, you might come back to me and tell me that the people of Machme, there are some Pesim of Machme, I've seen Pesim of Machme, and the only condition is if the guy is doing it, I die to the Nafsha or not. But this Eliyahu Rava, when I found it, I was very amazed. The Eliyahu Rava talks about a different subject completely in Simon Rishon Beis. He talks about if a guy completed the Keli for me before Shabbos, he did a suit for me. Am I allowed to go to his house and fetch it? So the Rama says you can't go. Why? Because Marisayin. The Levush brings the reason is Marisayin. So Magnavora has a doubt whether you're allowed to tell a goy to go and bring it or not. So the Rava says, I don't know what he's doubting. If it's because of Marisayin, what's the problem? By a goy, there's no Marisayin. If the you're going to fetch from a goy, yeah? Obviously. And the Keli was finished before Shabbos. If the issue is because of Tircha, the goy hasn't got no issue of Tircha. So we see here that the Rava includes all Isurim in the one God, the Eliyahu Rava in the simulation base. Then another thing, really, I want to talk about, I didn't have that much time, just a little point about it, hold you up another thing. I like to polish silver on Shabbos. Have you come across such a question? Yeah, polish silver on Shabbos. Sounds bad, no?
Yeah.
Sounds terrible. Yeah, it clean it. Smear what? Oh, today there's baby wipes, there's soft wipes which are not tefach aginat lachtiach. Oh, there's so many different, there's cloth. Yeah, which polish is just as good as the cream which you put in. Yeah. You buy it in spray today.
You're not to polish.
But you're doing for Shabbos. You've got guests. You forgot the Kiddush cup looks terrible. You're going to have to bring a glass cup because the Becher looks terrible. And not to polish it for this. Now, the truth is, the Shulchan Aruch writes, you're not allowed to polish silver on Shabbos with sediments from grapes or whatever. They used to make a special. And that's because of memachik. You memachik the silver, apparently. Nowadays, I don't think any of the. It oxidizes the silver, but that's not memachik when you clean it. You're getting off of this yellow stuff on top of the silver. So I always thought it mutter until I saw the Maril. The Maril brings, you know how to shine glass or crystal, you know how to shine. Hatzharat, which he bought at Shual, he used to take some stuff and he used to shine it. Because when the Chachomim were matir was washing they were matir you. More than that, shining, that's a tircha which. And when the Rabbam writes Torah Chiyun, I don't know where he got the Issa from. And it's the Maril who brings it. There we go. The Chemed Moshe says that the Maril is talking about when you want to shine it for after Shabbos. But when you want to shine it for Shabbos, what's the problem? There's no problem at all. So the Shara Tzion brings it. Kol Mamiz Mishabura doesn't miss out anything. Shara Tzion brings the Chemed Moshe's maker. Because he holds that shining, if you need it for Shabbos, there's no use to Tircha for Shabbos. You've got guests. It's just as important as washing dishes to bring a dirty silver cup onto the table. Again, halacha lemaisa, it's an argument between the Magen Avraham and Tzorech Chiyum. Doesn't allow it completely, but Chemed Moshe allows it completely. Says the Maril was talking about only when you need it for Yom Chol.